Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a full moon, gentlemen, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
The men's room top 10.
Ron Bowling.
The men's room top 10.
10 fascinating and fun facts about full moons. Well, this got me thinking about werewolves, those poor, vexed, and cursed souls who transform into wolves on full moons. Some ancient societies believe the werewolf embodies the duality of humanity and the struggle between civilized society and primal instincts. I think the whole thing's a bunch of malarkey. I had a neighbor back in Chicago who went a little off his rocker around a full moon. Old Toothless Pete would walk around his backyard in what appeared to be little more than a loincloth, foaming at the mouth and howling gibberish into the night. Next day I'd find him passed out with an empty bottle of Everclear near him. Mystery solved.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, VD. These are fun and interesting facts about the moon. Steve, I got a feeling that you're going to know most of these. Do you guys know that the moon experiences...
Made out of cheese!
Carl, would you eat it?
I would have moon cheese. The moon experiences a huge range of temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So as you probably think of, the Earth is located in the habitable moderate zone of our solar system. Planets closer to the sun are far hotter, while the planets further away experience frigid temperatures. But here's one of the weirdest facts about the moon that you probably don't know. The moon experiences some pretty intense temperatures on both ends of the spectrum. Considering how close it is to our life-friendly planet, during the day, temperatures can be as high as 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And then it stays around minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit during its night, as it will.
You know, the coldest temperature ever recorded in the solar system was any crater on the moon. On our moon. I found this out. It was a guy who works at NASA. They were in Mexico for the eclipse last year.
Okay.
And he was, like, the stereotype of a NASA scientist. Very excited about everything he shares. So, I swear to God, he's like that. So, talked to him about my brother a little bit, knew, went to Pluto and all that, and that's when he goes, you know, you'd think that would be the coldest place in the whole solar system.
Exactly.
I'm like, yes, weird clown-like guy. He's like, believe it or not, the coldest temperature ever recorded was in a crater on the moon. Did you know that? No. But now I do.
It sounds like he should give you like a Tootsie Roll, you know, here, kid.
That is the way he talked, man. Like, did you forget your face paint?
Do you guys know that the moon experiences earthquakes?
Well, moonquakes,
I feel like I heard that before.
Moonquakes can occur. Oh, you're right. They're not earthquakes. Moonquakes can occur when the lunar crust warms and expands, or they can be triggered by meteorite impacts. While moonquakes don't reach the same level of intensity as earthquakes, they can last much longer because the moon has no water to combat seismic vibrations.
Huh, okay.
There's nothing to absorb it, as it were. The moon casts darker shadows than the Earth.
Yes.
Astronauts on the moon immediately noticed that their shadows were much darker than on the Earth. And the reason is, the atmosphere that scatters the light to create shadows on Earth is absent on the moon. The sun and the Earth itself provide a little bit of light, enough for shadows to still appear, but the shadows are much harder to see.
Yeah. Very definitively.
Dark shadows.
The moon can turn red. Is that a blood moon?
I don't know. It
I think
should
so,
be.
Right? Because isn't the Harvest or Auburn Moon, isn't that kind of orange and red?
Right. As many people witnessed back in 2022, the moon can turn an eerie shade of red under the right conditions. Ooh. But despite werewolf warnings and apocalypse alerts, scientists define the so-called blood moon, yes that is, as a purely astronomical event when the Earth casts a rust-colored shadow on the moon's surface.
Yeah. Yeah. Rust-colored shadow,
it's
yeah.
Kind of shadows.
Just throwing the rust out there. No. A full moon might actually keep you awake. In a small study from the university,
It's me, the moon. Just pretend I'm not here, man.
Wake up, man.
Still shooting off fireworks?
we might be able to see this thing tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a little bit of it last night. Not the full moon, but a very big moon.
Hey, man, I got to pull my car out and you're blocking me in. Can you move over that hole?
It's me, the moon.
Hey, you awake? You awake? You hungry?
Moon, shut up!
It's 2 in the morning!
Yeah, moon! Go away!
Cows can jump it.
What an interesting move.
Crazy old women say goodnight to it. Good night, moon. The moon's like, that bitch is crazy.
She hasn't shut up for years.
She said goodnight to a spoon, man.
The moon's surface has footprints.
Does it? Well, yeah. Well, yeah, we've been there.
Man hasn't set foot on the moon more than four, in four decades, and yet fresh prints remain.
No wind.
OJs are still on Mars.
Capricorn 1 joke.
They're just left over. There's no wind on the moon. Tracks can last millions of years. Hmm. Let's see. The moon is disappearing.
Getting 3 inches farther away every year or something.
Each year, the moon's orbit moves about 4 centimeters away from Earth, meaning that a mere 500 million years from now, the moon will be 14,600 miles further away than it is right now.
All right, Steve, why is it locked in and it doesn't rotate?
It's called tidal locking. Basically, if you're the smaller of two gravitational forces,
one doesn't move.
If you're too close at the time you kind of establish your orbit, you stop rotating. You're just rotating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could we still see it?
What do you mean?
550 years from now when it's got that far away.
I would assume so.
It would be very, very tiny. You know, it'd be like looking at Venus, right?
Right.
You go, all right, that super bright one, that's Venus. But there's no real definition to it other than you just happen to know it's this bright
point. I gotta assume that after it gets out of our orbit, it will just kind
of... Well, if it got out of the orbit entirely, it would just drift off.
Right.
But my question is, so what does that do with Earth's spin?
Oh, yeah.
Do we just slow down?
Tides.
Tides, right? They're the thing of the past.
Protection from space rocks and whatnot.
Yeah, the moon does a good job.
The moon does a lot for us that we don't realize.
Yeah, that thing just left us.
We gotta die! Right. Come back!
Come back, moon.
Fun and interesting moon facts. The full moon can, in fact, mess with your emotions. Back in the Middle Ages, scientists and philosophers believed that a full moon caused seizures and influenced episodes of fever and rheumatism. Because of the connection between the moon and unusual behavior, the afflicted were called lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Literally moon sick. They're lunatics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're, yeah. Lunacy. Yeah.
She's out of her mind. See, she's a lunatic.
Explain Luna bars now.
Luna bars.
Yeah.
Still can't eat them. I think they're designed for women.
The moon has a...
That's what it says.
Oh, no, you're kidding me. So it's like secret?
Designed for women.
You could eat one, I'm sure, but I just don't. I follow.
Why doesn't it work for my pits?
You want one?
It's a secret. How does it know?
It's not working. I still
think. This is a man pit. Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not rolling on you.
I'm out. The moon has a graveyard. Most of the 200 tons of trash on the moon is space junk and other, let's see.
All the craters.
Ephemera crash-landed or left behind by the 12 astronauts who have visited since 1969. It includes abandoned satellites, spent rockets, cameras, backpacks.
Are the poop bags there?
Someone's taking a dump on the moon.
Well, I think they didn't want to travel back. Like, they poop in the bag, right. And it's like, hey, man, you know, maybe we leave those here.
That feels like a butterfly effect thing. Like, let's just leave our trash here. Then it's like, oh, we should have never left the poop on the moon.
Should have done that. Yeah.
Come back, there's a poop mouse.
He wasn't the first, but he peed first.
Yeah, Miles, you can't just drop trowel on the moon.
What if you could do that? If you're still
that'd be the dumbest way to die.
If you're
he had to take a dump, man. Okay. We said, don't do it.
But if you had a little, like a compartment door, like you could open it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you use the bathroom, and would your junk be okay if then you close the door back?
Remember the temperatures.
Oh yeah.
Well, it depends. Maybe say it's 60.
What if you had a sweater on it?
I don't know, man. Because there's still no atmosphere. I don't know. You'd have an irradiated penis.
And then I will leave you with this last fun and interesting moon fact. Steve, you don't get to answer this one. Do you guys know how long a day on the moon is compared to Earth?
Yes, because you've asked this before.
Is it
35 days?
35 days.
Is it a month?
It is a month. Steve.
I don't know, 24 hours?
27.3 Earth
27.
Days.
The lunar cycle.
Oh, so
right,
February.
Exactly.
I went over.
Yep. Yeah, so there you go. Some fun and interesting moon facts. Enjoy those. Take those home with you.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.